Welcome to the Connect with County Leaders podcast with your host, Brian Hill, County Executive of Fairfax County, Virginia. Connect with County Leaders gives listeners a chance to hear County Executive Hill discussing the county's priorities, opportunities, and issues with leaders from around the county.
Hello and welcome to Connect with County Leaders. I'm Brian Hill. On this edition of the show, it's my pleasure to welcome Adaptive Boxing's UABC Women's Heavyweight Champion and UFN International Women's Champion, Claudia Baby Tyson Palacios. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. Did awesome.
I try to be like Michael Buffer, but I mean, nobody understands that I don't have that voice. But I do I have a face for radio and a voice for not radio. How's that? Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for being here. You were honored at the Board of Supervisors a while back. And I said to myself and the rest of my team are like, all right, we got to have her on the show because I've never heard of adaptive boxing. So give me a little understanding of what that is.
Yeah, sure. Adaptive boxing. Well, first off, thank you for having me here.
It's our pleasure.
Adaptive boxing, well, you have two opponents and we are strapped down in our wheelchair. Mm-hmm. Angled to each other, and we go for 3 rounds, 2 minutes, and a minute in between. And you're basically with your opponent based on your skill set and also weight class.
Okay, so we have weight classes,
yeah.
And then we have skill sets.
Exactly.
So how do they decipher what skill set you're in?
Well, with boxing? Basically, like. Well, they're trying to still defining it okay. with that, but basically with your skills, like on your mobility on it, but we're also more geared on your weight class.
Okay. Okay. So now I got to ask you this question, mm-hmm. right? So you go by the nickname of Baby Tyson.
Yes.
But who are your favorite boxers?
Ooh. Well, we'll start with Tyson, of course.
Okay.
We'll have, I grew up watching a lot of Oscar.
Oh, De La Hoya.
De La Hoya.
Okay.
Grew up watching him.
All right.
There's a lot of females out yeah. there. Good props to them. I love watching every single one of them.
Yeah.
So that's my big.
So, you know, I'm a big boxing fan.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm not trying to age myself here, but Wild World of Sports, if y'all know about that on the show, Wild World of Sports 430, where they're having big fights like Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard. They fought, no kidding, at 4:30 on a Saturday afternoon. Mm. Marvin Hagler. And now we got to pay for everything,
right?
When I look at Christy Martin mm-hmm. and I look at Tatiana Ali, and now Clarissa,
oh my goodness.
Ooh, boy, I tell you. You know, I said Tatiana Ali, but it's really Layla Ali.
Mm-hmm. So
Muhammad, Layla, my bad. I hope nobody catches me on that, but there's a lot of bloopers and practical jokes
yep.
that my guys put together later. So I'm guaranteeing you they're going to add this to the list, okay? What I'm trying to get, and I saw a couple of videos of you,
mm-hmm.
You got involved. How?
So I started at DPI, Adaptive Gym, mm-hmm. and I was going there. First off, I started there on their Saturdays workouts, and then later on, I got into, getting some one-on-one sessions, and one time the coach came up to me like, hey, have you thought about adaptive boxing? At first, I was like, I don't know about this, but I went. I was like, okay, that's not so bad. Just hitting the bag, you know? And he was like, all right, we're about to spar. So in my head, I was like, wait, what? We're actually sparring? So I went in, you know, and it just fell in love after that.
Awesome. So
it was adrenaline, you know.
Yeah, it's adrenaline rush. Yeah. But wait, so this gym is in Fairfax County?
Yes, it is.
Where about?
It's on Chainbridge.
Chainbridge?
Yep.
All right, so we got to give a little promo to the adaptive boxing community. Claudia, you know, When I saw you come into the Board of Supervisors and then I heard you speak, I said, all right, we have to have her on the show. So I do want to say again, thank you for coming. Mm-hmm. We're talk a little bit about your coach and your training regimen so people understand. Because Adaptive boxing, I mean, I see you got to reach it like 62. I could see that you can just hit me across. I'm like, don't do that. All right. Hit Daniel, but don't hit me.
Well, yeah. Well, Coach Devon, he's the head coach. Yeah, he has a good regimen. We practice on Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5 to 7. So 2 hours in there. At the first hour, we're doing condition work. And the second hour, we're getting the bag, working on mitt work, working on strategies and all that stuff.
Wow. So tell us about the United Adaptive Boxing Council. And they're telling me that you're like the heavyweight champion.
I am.
Do me a favor. Yeah. When you get home, hit him in the head again. And say, I want you to know I'm the champ in this house, okay?
I think he already knows that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So talk to me about that and becoming a champion and how long did that take you in that process?
So I had this opportunity to go to Spain to box over there.
All right.
And not only I was competing for the international belt, but I also was had the heavyweight belt online. So my coach was like, hey, if you get this, you get this title also. I was like, all right, let's go.
So you went to Spain.
Went to Spain.
On vacation and came back with two belts.
Came back home with two belts.
Ain't that something?
Yep.
All right. Well, talk to me about your experience in Spain from the boxing and being able to be out in the country, because I hope you had some time to spend and take in Spain. Because Spain is very different.
Spain is beautiful.
Yeah.
Spain is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. The first few days I went out and explored.
Okay.
You know, came back and we did our little practice. You know, we still had practice during while I was in Spain, you know, still maintaining condition. Mm-hmm. But Spain is amazing. The food, oh my goodness. The food's amazing there.
I got you on that.
Yeah.
So, speaking of this, now you're the heavyweight champ. I'm gonna ask two questions here, but it's the same question, right?
Yeah.
What did you love about boxing before you were the heavyweight champ? And what do you love about boxing that you are now the heavyweight champ?
Oh, wow. So before, I would say being hungry for it.
Yeah.
Being hungry for that belt. You know, you're motivated to get something that you want, you know. And after being even hungry and knowing that you have a target on your back.
Yeah.
So you always have to stay on your toes.
So when's your next fight?
My next one, it's in September.
September, okay.
Here in Fairfax.
Okay.
Yep.
And are you going to allow a certain guy that's sitting here talking to you the invite to come watch you fight in
September? Of course, yes.
Here in Fairfax County?
Of course.
All right, because, you know, I just want to make sure everybody understands.
Yep.
We are in Fairfax County. We're connecting with leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We're connecting with county leaders. And you are probably one of the first heavyweight champions we've had in Fairfax County. I'm going to have to do that Google search to make sure that I was accurate on that. So talk to me a little bit about the sports and the fitness and the conditioning and how you get ready for these fights. Because like you said, you got a target on your back now.
Oh, yeah.
So training's got to ramp up a bit.
Of course.
You know, the way I deal with life, I play basketball a lot. Once I have you in a headlock, I'm not letting you up.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Even though I'm old now, I play three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
Can't play the whole court. I'm still out there,
mm-hmm.
but the target is I'm still going to take you out between three-point line. So let's talk about how you're going to continue to be the heavyweight champ.
Well, let's see. Besides my Tuesdays and Thursdays boxing,
gotta ramp it up.
I'm in there Mondays and Fridays, my one-on-one sessions. I'm in there, and time to time I'll be in there on Saturdays, you know, when they have classes or coach, like, hey, I need you in here. So I'm in there, you know, so. And then on my free time, you would think I would not do anything. But on my free time, I actually like going on the trail walks. So a good 2 miles in, maybe 5.
Okay.
So I'm still active, even though I'm not in the gym, but I'm still, you know, get some movement. You know, movement's good.
Well, we have a plethora of trails in Fairfax County.
And they're beautiful.
I'm glad you're using our parks, our park trails. J. Cole and her team are doing great work to keep them available and up and adapted for all use. Mm-hmm. So thank you for saying that. So how can the viewers get involved with adaptive boxing?
Well, you can go to our website on DPI Adaptive Fitness, and you go on there. There should be a link where it says adaptive boxing on there. Mm-hmm. You can also, on there, they'll have our email, our coach email on there, and just hit them up and say, hey, I'm interested.
So when are you going to start coaching?
Oh, wow. I would love to coach. That would be awesome. You know, it's something to give back, you know?
Yeah.
Always. Yeah, something to give back.
And then, you know, I'm going to start this champ, and you know, this chant when I'm there. The champ is here. And I want to see you come in, you and Daniel come in with the champ, with the belts, because there's two belts.
Of course.
They're big belts.
Oh, yeah. Right? They're heavy.
They're heavy, big belts. All right. I just want to make sure. I'm trying to promote this and get my guy to help you do more promotion of
September 12th. September 12th.
So, you know, I go down to the St. James and I play basketball there a lot.
Okay.
And there's a guy there who is Paralympian gold medalist twice.
Ooh.
Trayvon Jennifer.
So, you know, funny story about that.
Give it to me.
Funny story. I know him.
You do. So do I.
We grew up together playing sports together. I know him since he was 4 years old.
That's my dude right there. So he's also going to be on the show at some point.
Okay.
And when I see him, the way he moves on that.
Oh,
that,
he flows.
Oh, my
he
goodness.
He flows.
So I just want to tell everybody that's listening. Don't lunch on us. Because y'all move just as quickly as anybody else. And 62-inch reach. I just want to say I'm glad there's about 74 inches between us, because I don't need you popping me in my mouth if I say anything silly, you know? But you hit Daniel.
Oh, no.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Connect with County Leaders. I want to say thank you for joining us. Many thanks to Claudia, Baby Tyson Palacios. Until next time, get involved, stay engaged, and take the lead. And young lady, thank you, and keep up the great work. We are so proud of you.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. You'll be back.
Of course.
All right. And September 12th.
September 12th.
I'm there.
All right.
All right.
I'll look for you.
This has been the Connect with County Leaders podcast with Fairfax County Executive Brian Hill. To listen to other great Fairfax County podcasts, visit fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. And for additional audio content, tune in to Fairfax County Government Radio at fairfaxcounty.gov/radio. For more Fairfax County news and event information, visit News Center online at fairfaxcounty.gov/news. The Connect with County Leaders podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.